So I'm going to record this on the way back to my in-laws' house, and then I am going to post it today. I hope I get to talk about Mr. Sinister from my homeboy, but if I don't give a fuck. I will get it out there eventually. How y'all doing today? Today is Sunday. So this is like, this podcast has spanned 2 or 3 weeks because like nobody pays me to do this. So when I do stuff on my own volition, I do it the way I want to. I'm going to say 2 or 3 things real quick. Small town America is changing because of the coronavirus and the shit that's going on. It's just how it is. I know that the urban areas are changing too, but the small towns are changing more and more. For one, there are jobs available for millennials that pay more than $11 an hour. Two, all of the off-brand gas stations are closing, okay? Fucking one of the best gas stations I've ever known in my life. They didn't really have fresh shit, which you would think they would have because they were down the street from the Hy-Vee fucking supply warehouse. But they had bomb ass pizza, hamburgers. I swear one time in that bitch they had ribs. And I was gonna run from my in-laws to there to get me like a cigar, maybe a rib sandwich, you know. I was gonna give my father-in-law his normal Sunday paper, but I'm gonna tell him, like, I love him, but not to pay $3 for a fucking Sunday newspaper. Fuck the Des Moines Register. Fuck all newspapers. If your newspaper costs over, let's see, for $3, I got a Black and Mild and a fucking pack of Swishers. If your newspaper costs more than a fucking Black and Mild and motherfucking pack of Swishers, that shit should die anyway. This is not the age of newspapers. Newspapers should not cost $3. I can go buy a comic book that's going to fucking appreciate over time for about that much than I would a fucking newspaper. I'm glad newspapers are dying, to be perfectly fucking honest with you, because quite frankly, I know how you get the newspaper. I know how to get the front page. A lot of people don't know this shit. Now, I'm 37 years old. I'm about to turn fucking 38. A lot of motherfuckers don't understand that you can pay to be on the front page. You can pay to be on the front page of your small town here news times. You can pay to be on the front of any fucking newspaper because that's how they work. So if I wanted to start right now and I had the capital, I could have my comic shop on the fucking front of the New York Times as soon as the check cleared. That's why I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Y'all motherfuckers act like that the media is actually free and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it's free and shit, but the media is literally the fucking propaganda department of the U.S. government. That's why the motherfuckers in them pirate wigs who was fucking their slaves literally made the media a free enterprise because they knew what the fuck they were doing. See, quite frankly, the way the laws are set up is that I can say what the fuck I want to a certain extent, but the government cannot sanction me for saying what the fuck I want to a certain extent. Now, I can't talk about murdering or assassinating certain types of people who have been elected and not elected, but goddammit, they cannot tell me that I can't say fuck. Because if I can't say fuck, I can't say fuck the government. And I'd really be like, fuck all y'all. Because you dumb motherfuckers, seriously, man, look, I love science. I'm a biology student. I study that shit. I love it. I keep studying on it. And I can't say that I am a champion of the scientific method for almost 3 decades now, since I first heard about the scientific method. I was like, bam, this is how you check and recheck your shit and make sure that you squared away. I can deal with that. And the older I got, the more I dealt with it. I watched grids turn to AIDS. Okay? I watched motherfuckers die from asthma. Okay? At the same time, like, I watched this motherfucker say the other day that HIV isn't a virus, it's a syndrome. No, you dumb bitch. HIV is a virus that, if goes unchecked, will turn into a syndrome. But she don't know what the fuck she's talking about. And quite frankly, I'm not anti-vax. But you're not going to tell me my whole fucking life that a vaccine takes 18 to 24 months to successfully get through its first trials and shit to be able to be giving to people, and because you motherfuckers are scared, I gotta inject this in my body. Now that is completely different than motherfuckers sitting your ass at home. A bunch of motherfuckers who didn't want to sit at home are now about to tell me I got to get a fucking vaccine to make them feel better. Fuck them. Quite frankly, I have a nonverbal child. I myself am borderline autistic. I'm not taking no motherfucking vaccine that hasn't been tested against other motherfuckers. And quite frankly, when you say that something works for 90% of the people, what 90% does it work for? Can it work for 90% of the people and not work for African Americans? I mean, quite frankly, if you do the numbers, then yeah. Yeah. I don't know if this shit is going to make motherfucking bitches sterile, which, quite frankly, it should. Because I'm sick of you motherfuckers getting pregnant and then bitching because you got pregnant. You got pregnant, motherfucker. You, like, if you wasn't assaulted, you'd let him come in you. So what the fuck ever. I'm sick of this single mama, single, this, all this shit is stupid. Humans are fucking stupid, and I kind of hope the COVID is the slow burn that eventually takes most of you motherfuckers out. Now, I want my kids to live, because I, quite frankly, I love them motherfuckers. I adore them. But everybody keep talking about we got to get back to the normal. There is no more normal. Okay, this is America. When businesses start closing and motherfuckers are shut down, the normal is over. Because they're not going to come back. And the only way that shit is going to get reopened is if somebody else with a lot of money that don't know who the fuck y'all are come in and open that shit, or y'all get together collectively and reopen it. That gas station ain't coming back. Nothing that has closed during 2020 because of COVID is coming back. I'm fucking sorry. It's motherfuckers in the town that I live in who've been waiting on this chocolate company to fucking come back for 3 years. And I'm like, y'all are fucking stupid. They're not gonna come back. We already know they're making the same fucking chocolate in Mexico. And y'all still buying that shit. Like, how the fuck is y'all still supporting Gummy when you know that they still... if you support Gummy and you sell, and they sell just as much in the town that you was in, they were in before they left, and y'all still buying that shit, and y'all still got the same contracts with the motherfuckers, they're not gonna come back because they're getting their money regardless. Like, I don't think I'm the smartest person in the world. I can't be. I can't be the smartest person in the world, because quite frankly, if I was the smartest person in the world, I would make sure that I was medicated and I got enough Social Security to take care of my family. But the smartest motherfucker in the world knows that people are fucking stupid. Man, we're dumb. I'm dumb. I'm fucking stupid. Not compared to most of y'all. Some of y'all got me beat by a long shot. Like, I remember when my mama died. Ain't nothing I can do about it. I don't even get sad about that shit no more. I miss her, but she gone. You know, my mama died, and niggas was like, why you act the way you do? Why are you like this? Why are you like this? And I'm like, because my mama died, and I wasn't ready for it. Now, I got classmates and motherfuckers I grew up with who dealing with the same shit. I mean, it's gonna die. And now, quite frankly, you know, everybody getting older and shit like that. I know I got some classmates that I grew up with who mama and daddy and shit won't die until we hit 50 and 60. So it's gonna be different for them. And quite frankly, I kinda hope when we about 50 or 60, motherfucking mama die, that they motherfucking fall the fuck over and die with a broken heart to prove my point. Cause they were like, how do you do it? Why are you asking me how I do it? It don't matter how the fuck I do it. My experience is different from yours, just like every other day. So no matter what, at the end of the day, my mama dead, I gotta deal with it differently than you do. Shit, I can tell you right now, man, I miss my mama. I wish she was here. I'm somewhere right now. It's one of the last great memories I have of her. And we was fucking drifting apart right then, physically. And it was sad. And normally, if I'm thinking about her and I was right where I was, I'd be upset. But I'm not, because I know I can't bring her back, and all I can do is miss her and think about her and smile about her and remember her. You know, that's what it is. Shit, this shit, I mean, like, I don't even know why I actually started to fucking record, because I can't believe that the morning register costs $3 now. Shit, I hope your fucking newspaper dies. I hope your newspaper fucking dies, or it goes to 80% comic strips and comics. People need to be entertained. and I don't need to buy shit right now. Like, seriously, right now, fucking Jackson Hewitt is talking about, if you bring in your last pay stub, we'll give you a fucking loan so you can spend money for Christmas. Fuck Christmas. And fuck spending money. And fuck your kids. If you have to potentially go into worse debt to make your little snot-nosed, punk-ass, bitch-ass fucking pet cream pies happy, then fuck you and them. If you gotta go to Jackson Hewitt to make sure Christmas comes this year, you're a bitch. You're a fucking bitch. You know why? Because right now, I think I got about $15 that I can get a hold of right now. My wife got my money, and I do, because that's how we set that shit up. Now, I got a lot of books and a lot of assets, but I ain't got a whole lot of money on me. I got about $15. If somebody want my kids to have a great Christmas, they better send me some fucking money. Or my wife better have that shit already squared away. I don't give a fuck about Christmas. I don't. I used to feel bad because my kids grew up different than I did. My kids don't get as much as I did. My kids don't blah, 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 as I did. Well, you know what, man? It's like, I put it like this. It's a different world than the world I grew up in. And ain't no fucking way my wife and I are going to make what my mom and daddy did anytime soon, where we live at, and the education that we have. So, whatever. I mean, I ain't fucked up about it. I don't give a fuck if these kids get shit. These niggas trying to tell me, he can bring you jack stub and get a $700 fucking loan. Fuck you, Jackson Hewitt. And fuck all you stupid motherfuckers. I hate this motherfucking place, and I hope y'all ain't fucking feeling good right now, because y'all stupid. And if you're not stupid, then I don't want you to hurt right now. But if you a stupid motherfucker, you should be hurting. And kiss. I was just sitting here thinking to myself on my lunch break, and I'm, you know, even if I start right now, like, there's nothing that I'll be able to say I did for 20 years, except for being married. I love the fuck out of my wife. I really do. She puts away a lot of shit being married to me. I hope to live long enough to one day say, you know, I've been a dad for 20 years. That'll be pretty cool. But the one thing I am good at is fucking talking. And man, I've been talking for a long time and no one listens. But I don't think I do this for the people who don't listen. I do this for myself because I like talking, but I fucking hate talking to people. And I don't know, like, I'm so glad this year is almost over for a lot of y'all. Not for me, because I know that time is an illusion and it's bullshit and blah, 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 blah. The year don't mean a fucking thing. But for some people out there, 2021 seems like it might be a little bit of hope. And that's cool, you know, for you. I'm still going to have to do the same shit that I have to do, you know. I'm laughing because where I'm at now, I've worked there before. I've worked there before numerous times, and they just happened to be the first people to call me back. And then it's already playing out the way it has in the past. I mean, I'm just going to show up for work and keep doing my thing. I'm going to keep trying to get people to go to the eBay site. I actually want to get off eBay. I need to build me my own website so that I can just sell my books myself. Because eBay actually, like, I know nothing's free, but them motherfuckers tax. You know, I shouldn't be smoking, but I mean, this is my last pack. It really is my last pack. Me and one of my boys we're quitting together. Not because we really want to quit, but because shit costs money. Everything is controlled by money. So, yeah, I shouldn't be smoking them back to back, but I'm on my break, you know? So the place I'm at now, the reason I left the last time, is because there were numerous fucking promotions that I put in for that I was damn qualified for. And, you know, I watched immediate high school graduates get fucking promoted and this one guy that they said, he just had more experience than you. And I'm like, seriously, like, how the hell am I going to get experience, on the job experience, if no one will give me the job? And quite frankly, my education is my experience. So that's like 4 years experience for everything as far as I'm concerned. And then I will add that on to whatever else I need, you know, to be added on to. I have the experience. It's called fucking living. I don't understand these motherfuckers. Anyway, the dude that got the job that I really wanted, this motherfucker's in jail for fucking his daughter and beating his wife. And that shit. I mean, hindsight is 20/20, but when you're in a home and a living situation where you have a homemaker and you have someone who actually has to go clock in, which sucks, I'd rather be at home, to be honest with you. But, I mean, they try to, like, they ask you for your fucking available hours, and then they don't give them to you. You know? But, you know, I'm kind of desperate when it comes to making money. So, I'm not going to kiss ass to work. I don't like working that fucking much, bro. I'm on work. Like, I called in last night because I couldn't hardly fucking move. But I felt like a piece of shit because, you know, I took the meds and then I stretched a little bit and I walked around and I felt better about probably halfway through my shift. So tonight I just went in anyway. And, you know, all that shit that I was just talking about, it doesn't matter because even now, I believe that there is another fucking position coming up where I could possibly be promoted. And I don't even want to try to go for it. I don't. Because, why? I should go for it. And I should fucking finish this podcast on it. But, anyway, I'm going to publish this one and then I'm going to completely and totally change the entire podcast. I'm going to actually be deleting a lot of these that are already on here because I don't care. If they have less than 25 listens, I'm just going to delete them. It's my podcast. Or I might just leave them up there. I don't know. Like, I'm going to get me one. I'm going to do one graphic. It's going to be it. And I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to do 5 segments every week. And I hope that adds up to about an hour. Maybe 1:30. I don't know. I have 4 of the segments done for next week. And I'm going to try to get it done. And it's not really a try because it's mine. Like, I either do it or I don't. It's like, it's just life, period. You either do it or you fucking don't. Like, people don't seem to get it. Like, yeah, it sucks. And I'm not attacking single parents or anything, but, you know, it sucks when you have a child with somebody who don't give a fuck about you or the child. I understand that. Like, I've seen it. I haven't lived it. Think whatever. That shit seems horrible. Like, I couldn't fucking imagine. But it happens. And it happens so much that you should already know that no matter what this person is or who this person is or how this person is, that there's a chance this shit ain't gonna work. And when it doesn't, you just have to fucking pick the pieces up and keep on fucking walking. And again, I am not fucking attacking single parents, but that's who I see complain the most about a situation that they had every bit of control over, you know, unless they were sexually assaulted or something. But, you know, just because somebody can talk you into some shit don't mean it's they fault. Straight up. And right now, if the boys was like, hey man, I got a plan, and I roll with that plan, I mean, after a while, I am complicit. I think that's the word. I mean,
I'll at least be an accessory if I do that shit. So, you know, and I'm trying to teach my kids, and I think I'm a fuck up. I see why some people just fucking put their heads down and go to work, and that's it. I mean, it's easier. I see why some people want to start a business for fucking ever, or they want to start a podcast for fucking ever, and they just don't. Because it's easier not to do shit. A wise man once told me that showing up was the hard part for a lot of people. He said really for everybody. But showing up is the hard part. And that's the most right thing I've ever heard in my life to this day. That was definitely over half my life ago when he said that to me. I think I was about 18, maybe 19. Definitely 18. I was 18. Didn't have any tattoos then. But, I'm gonna probably post this. I'm gonna throw some shit on it, blah, blah, blah. Take care of yourselves out there, man. It's like 1st of December, 2nd of December, 3rd of December, I don't know, but it's gonna be a new beginning here soon for all you astrology heads, you know? I mean, it'll be alright. And if not, it won't be. Hello. Since no one listens to this hardly anymore, I can pretty much talk about what I want to talk about. And quite frankly, gruesome murders have been entertaining the fuck out of me because I listen to podcasts when I'm at work. Yes. And I listened to this one podcast and this story just intrigued me to where I had to Google it. And I was like, what the fuck? And after the fact, I came across this article written by, I don't know who the fuck written it. It's the Daily Mail. Anyway, a Florida woman has revealed, anyway, fuck me reading this shit. How would you feel if you found out the person that you thought was perfect for you was a fucking mass murderer? I'm just saying, a lot of you seem to feel that way anyway. But a Florida woman revealed, and now this is back in 2010, a Florida woman told everybody that she lived through the horror of discovering that the man that she thought was her knight in shining armor was actually a triple murderer who killed his adopted family 25 years before he met her and lied about his identity. Duh. Why the fuck wouldn't he? Let me see. From what I remember from the story already and from what she just said, he was a teen. So, anyway, when school teacher Candy Williams met Jovan Collier? I don't know. Jovan Collier. Yeah, well, whatever. He probably went by Joe. On a beach in the Sunshine State in late 2005, she thought her search for love was over. Okay, so this happened in 2005. When she thought her search was over, within 3 months, they had moved in together and they planned to marry each other. She called him a smooth talker, charming, sweet, you know, funny. It was a whirlwind. We hit it off that day, the day we met. Miss Williams said, Miss Candy Williams. She looked scared in the fucking picture. But she was soon to find out the man who swept her off her feet was actually a teen killer who murdered his mother, father, and younger brother when he was 14. He avoided adult prison and then started a new life with the victim's money at the age of 19. Yeah, because of this guy, a lot of laws were changed. This happened up in Wisconsin. Miss Williams said the pair had a lot in common when they met, having both recently moved to the St. Petersburg area, and we're trying to build a new life. You don't move to Florida. I have a friend who did that. You don't move to Florida. Florida is a weld. It's literally two panhandles. Okay? It's a whole fucking panhandle. Anyway. Shout out to James and Jimmy. Jimmy and Jimmy. Since Miss Williams said I was looking for someone to share my life with, I was just missing a significant other, blah, blah, blah. They were both having dealt with loss in their lives. Okay, he took advantage of that. He read her pretty good. First day at the beach, he told me that his parents had been killed in a tragic car accident. And that's going to be fucked up when I tell you what he did in a few minutes. His parents were killed in a tragic car accident by drunk drivers. He had always felt like he was missing something, she added. What she did know at the time was that the man that she was sharing a bed with and enjoying a romance with was soon turned into a real-life horror story. You know, when I heard about this, one of the homicide officers on the scene said that he had seen a horror movie, but he'd never been in one. You know, there was one homicide detective that said he still had nightmares about the shit 20 years later. So, anyway, oh, damn. He was married twice before and had two kids before he met this chick. He was going to Indiana talking about he was seeing his son. He was trying to make it with his wife. They had a brief breakup. A lot about the doctor's parents that car crash. His birth mother found him and they... Shit. Yeah. I'll talk about this more in a little bit. I gotta write this out. So how you doing anyway? Thanks for listening. This is What Were We Talking About?